they're working on it right now.
Working on what?
It is. It's very cold.
What are you talking?
Get services.
What are you working on?
Who's this?
Oh, my name's Tim. I'd like to page my dad.
You'd like to page your dad?
Please. Is this the XL Energy Center?
Yes, it is.
It's the hockey
tournament?
Hockey tournament, yeah. My dad's in the crowd.
Yeah.
And Ma is having her baby.
And Mom is having her baby. All right, can I have your name?
Mm-hmm. Tim Leventhard, and it's L-E-V-E-N.
Wait a minute. L-E-V-E-N.
T-H-I-R-D.
T-H-R-I-D.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Tim, the first name?
Yes.
And I don't know if I can get to this.
Mm-hmm.
And you want him to call what number? This number that's on here now? 651-330?
Well, if he spends his time calling, he's going to, you know, waste his time. She's having the baby right now. She's already, it's crowning.
Is the number you want him to call is 651-330-4091, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to call, I'd just as soon he'd get his butt home and pull the thing out. I don't know, but
do you know what section he's sitting in or anything?
Wherever most of the drinkers are.
Wherever the drinkers are, well, I don't know that.
Yeah, well, she's having triplets, and he can't handle it, so he checked out today. He knew her water had broke.
Oh, well, you don't know what section he's in or anything.
Well, you know, the one thing I remember him saying is that it's nice to be able to be right against the glass.
Yeah.
But I thought he meant the beer glass.
Oh, I'll see if I can get this through, but I can't guarantee anything,
yeah.
Okay?
I don't suppose you could just take
Does he have a cell phone?
Well, he does, but it's a 1910 candlestick.
Why don't you call his cell phone, see what you can do, and then call me back?
Well, you can't call 1910 candlestick phones. That's the kind where you have the one piece that goes up to your ear, and then you talk into another part of the phone. It's not going to work. But here's the thing. If you could peek out kind of over the crowd and see if you see a fellow who looks like he conceivably, pardon the pun, could be the father of triplets.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll call back, and I'll see what I can do.
I guess I don't feel you're taking me seriously.
Well, I am taking you seriously, sir. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to go down to the announcer and see if they will call out this name.
Have you ever fathered a son?
I certainly have.
What was that like?
Just wait a minute. I'll put you with my boss, okay?
All right.
Hi, this is Tracy.
Are you his daughter?
No, I'm his boss.
You're his boss?
I am, yes.
Whoa. My dad's there, and my mother, his wife, is giving birth right now to triplets right here in our home. In fact, I'm looking at one of the heads.
Oh. Okay.
One out of three. And anyway, my pop's there, and I was telling him, if you could let him know, your average dad would like to generally be present for the birth of triplets. Even
okay.
An inebriated bastard like him.
Where is he at?
Well, again, I told the fella, he said when he went out the door this morning, it's great to have tickets against the glass.
Oh, on the glass. Without, sir, we have 26 sections, and each section has 18 to 20 seats. Without knowing where he's at.
Well, are there really all that many people there for a high school game?
There's about 14,000 people here right now.
Really? I was just talking to somebody about boredom and what different people do when they're bored. Imagine how bored you'd have to be to, you know, go to a bunch of high school kids playing. Okay, sure. You pay for that, do you? Is that a paid?
People buy the tickets, yep.
Oh, what do they want? Whoa. You trade chickens for those at all? All right, ma'am. I'm sorry to bother you. My apologies.